Chapter 2. According to Ursula. Ursula began haltingly, with many pauses, but with a certain air of championship. At first Fabian helped her, making a conversation rather than a solo performance of the business. Douglas Grace, sitting beside Terence Lynn, sometimes spoke to her in a low voice. She had taken up a piece of knitting, and the click of her needles lent a domestic note to the scene, a note much at variance with her sleek and burnished appearance. She did not reply to Grace, but once Alan saw her mouth flicker in a smile. She had small, sharp teeth. As Ursula grew into her narrative, she became less uneasy, less in need of Fabian's support, until presently she could speak strongly, eager to draw her portrait of Florence Rubric. A firm picture took shape. A schoolgirl, bewildered and desolated by news of her mother's death, sat in the polished chilliness of a headmistress's drawing-room. "I'd known ever since the morning. They'd arranged for me to go home by the evening train. They were very kind, but they were too tactful, too careful not to say the obvious thing. I didn't want tact and delicacy. I wanted warmth. Literally, I was shivering. I can hear the sound of the horn now. It was the sort that chimes like bells. She brought it out from England. I saw the car slide past the window, and then I heard her voice in the hall asking for me. It's years ago, but I can see her as clearly as if it was yesterday. She wore a fur cape and smelt lovely, and she hugged me and talked loudly and cheerfully, and said she was my guardian and had come for me, and that she was my mother's greatest friend and had been with her when it happened. Of course I knew all about her. She was my godmother. But she stayed in England when she married after the last war, and when she returned we lived too far away to visit, so I'd never seen her. So I went away with her.